38 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check of commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And the grain markets are a little bit mixed this morning. The beans rebounded off early week lows off of Monday lows on the overnight trade. Right now, we see the July beans are at 10.50 and three quarters. That's up 7 3/4 with the new crop November at 10.34, up 5 1/4. Seems like every time November beans get down in that 10.30 range or just a hair under that, we find buying show up. The meal market, too, showing strength this morning, as is the oil market. July meal is up $3.10 at $3.75.60, while the July bean oil at $32.12 is up $17. Wish we could say that the corn market is sharing in the bean strength this morning, but that's not the case. We're just a little bit lower. The nearby May corn at $3.88.5 is a quarter lower, while new crop December at 4.06 3/4 is down a penny. Not getting much help this morning from the wheat market, which is down 6 to 7 cents right now, with the July Chicago wheat having slipped just under $5 at $4.99.5. That's down 6 3/4. Not a lot of news out this morning. The export bookings report did show a wealth of corn booked for export. We've not shipped all this, but the export bookings were strong, but those already had shown up on that daily reporting system, so not a big deal. Bean export bookings of 46.6 million bushel plus 2.8 million bushel in new crop, again, showed China buying about half of that. Argentine rains are forecast for the weekend, but since those haven't shown up to be big helpers in the past, the market's kind of shrugged those off. We've got on the side of the meat market this morning, we're just a hair higher on the cattle and feeder cattle, with the April live cattle at 123.30. That's up 32 cents. Really saw strength yesterday morning early. We gapped higher in the April cattle, came back, closed low in the range, really didn't look very good technically. We've had about four failures in the last couple of weeks' trade in the cattle futures. We are oversold, however, and probably ripe for a pretty decent bounce. Feeder cattle, about unchanged right now. April feeders at 142.77 are a nickel higher. The April live hogs are 80 cents lower. 66.07 is where they're at right now. It's been pretty tough on the meat markets this week. On the outside markets, Brian, we see the crude oil is just 18 cents higher, with the nearby crude at $61.15. Seems like we get down in the $60 range, $60.50, and we see a pretty decent bounce. Really pretty much a range-bound deal. The metals markets are lower this morning. The dollar, surprisingly strong, up about 25 cents, with the nearby dollar index at 89.94. That's up 25. Lots to look forward to. Some of these private estimates on acreage are coming in with the 92 million bean acres, and the market seems to have absorbed that news rather well. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. It is 9 o'clock, and in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies, a high of 53 degrees this afternoon, a northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, dropping to a low of 26, partly cloudy skies, and will cool off again tomorrow with a high of 41 degrees, an east wind at 10 to 15. Rain moves in tomorrow night with a low of 34, and some lingering showers possible Saturday with a high of 45. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.